What is up, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. This is the Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. We are on the home stretch. We are on episode 42. We are talking about PNC 15, that is John Smith's Blunderbuss, or In Transit. The record came out in 2001. It is the first solo record by John Smith after completing the Park Like Setting School Day 2, Garbage Day 4 project with myself. And it is a great little record. First off, I want to apologize for this pod being late this week. If you happen to be following along as they drop, I had the good fortune, the pleasure of being in Winnipeg all week recording with my good friends, the Break Bread Crew. I recorded with Gruff. I recorded with Yai. Pip didn't record, but we hung out a lot. I recorded with DJ Honeycutt and, of course, recorded with Bazooka Joe. We've got tons of new material coming. We'll be announcing what our next projects are very soon, but I'm extremely excited, so the future is bright for Peanuts and Corn Records. But in the meantime, we continue looking back at our catalog one by one in reverse order. So again, John Smith's Blunderbuss, a record that I am extremely proud of. I know Joe is proud of it as well. He does have some thoughts that we will get to shortly, but first, just a little bit about the project. So again, the back history of John Smith joining the label. Joe was in the neighborhood and into rap in the late 90s. I met him. He passed me a demo, actually, when I worked at Sam the Record Man. And my good friend Steve St. Louis had met him and told me to check that demo out. And what happened was my group Farm Fresh kind of disintegrated. Pip Skid started to do his own thing. And I was looking to continue in a group format, not as a solo artist necessarily. And Joe was interested in being that guy, starting out as my hype man for the new McEnroe project and ultimately forming a group called Park Like Setting. But he was always coming with his own style, his own ideas. Right from the get-go, I think we did a couple of solo John Smith tracks that we would mix into the McEnroe set and give him a chance to do some solo stuff. And he was always quite the songwriter right from the beginning. When we did the Park Like Setting album, we had a structure of that, and we decided that it was kind of a concept album, the concept of classes in school, and we were able to take some of his existing songs, some of my existing songs, work together. So there's a bunch of solo jams, there's all kinds of stuff on that record. But when he got the chance to do his own first solo record is when you first start to see the depth of his songwriting. We're going to play some songs off this record. It's one of those records that's really tough to narrow down what I want to share, what I want to highlight. I love a lot of this record. One song that I'm not going to play, but we will get into a little bit, is called Climb Everything. The reason why is we did a video for that song. It's a very hype, upbeat song. And we did a video for it. So I'm going to share the video on Instagram and maybe talk a little bit in the captions about that song. So I'm not going to play Climb Everything today, but I will say that we did shoot a video for that. Myself and DJ Honeycutt ran around all over Winnipeg with Joe and recorded him lip syncing and then recorded him climbing all kinds of urban things, things like that. It's pretty, I mean, you know, it was with a handy cam. It looks pretty grimy, but it was a lot of fun to do. Like I said, there's a lot of songs I want to share to go through some of the tracks on the record. The first song is called Blunderbuss Intro, a beat I really love, and I think it's a great start. I mentioned Climb Everything. The next song I'm going to play is a song called Come So Far featuring Bird of Prey. There's some great guests on this record. You've got Bird of Prey, you've got Josh Martinez, Pip Skid, you've got Gruff, you've got Gumshoe Strut, and all those songs are really great. I think that this song is a standout. It's one of the songs I wanted to highlight. I think it's the first time that Bird of Prey is on a McEnroe beat, and it's a dope beat. So let's check the song out. This song's called Come So Far featuring Bird of Prey.
Draw inspiration from the monotonous and the moronically obvious. Hating on the pop culture opera, just stewing in my own juices. All stuffy, but it ain't like I need Otravin. Pacing in a rut so deep that I can hang posters in it. Decorated with a dead lab rat that finally collapsed and lapsed into sleep after it couldn't stop running laps. day. You know how I feel if you're a shopping cart with a wonky wheel. I haven't learned to stop writing attack raps that make some want to give dap and most want to smack me. Smitty's a hippie who don't hacky. My beef ain't with the whack, but the tacky. I read Dostoevsky while I'm break from the factory. I pop pills and drank till I couldn't handle the trip. Then celebrated the following month of sobriety by getting ripped. Hit full stride, then tripped into a piping hot face full of humble pie. I'm truthfully telling you, any shit talking on my part is a disgraceful lie. I'm building a palatial side of scavenged broken windows that I won't be able to break. All surrounded with a lake in which swim non-lethal water snakes. You have to swim across it cause the bridge has been burnt. And if you've seen that PLS album, I'll still be wearing that same purple fermented reptile shirt.
Don't leave the bones, but wear the bones.
Used to battle sailors fresh off the ships. Call it a day, bro. Cashing your chips, loosely flips. What happened to juice? Mine turned to beef dip. Rapper produce, I made an ass bet. Hold the fort funny. Laugh to the bank with a grip of short money. Still make tapes, retail sells the shit. Gotta love it when rappers diss my female relatives. They hella bitch, just stop. I don't spit the charm or spit for art's sake. I spit to get rich and get my duck sick. Park like bird of prey slummed out. Counting endless bag, camped out on my mom's couch. Back to the crumb snatch, supposed to be rhinestone. Poised for a comeback, nose to the grindstone. Eyes on that watch, too late for excuses. At 25 years, time in is Swiss movement. Who's house you kidding? Whole house freeze. Probably one of the top 5 MCs. When I get mine, I'll hang and frame the treaty. From the roster, you get crossed out like gang graffiti. Found them porn guys like you. Don't hang around no more. Perfect fit for those cement shoes in the crown of thorns. No head bob to the beat. This new swaying, save dues paying for blue-eyed soul suckers and blues playing.
I've come so far, moved back in with my folks. Got no rent to pay, I still manage to stay broke.
And I've come so far, I've done nothing in years but make my neighbors sleep with cotton stuffed in their ears.
And I've come so far, made a dope album and dropped it. Yet some of my best friends still ain't topped it.
And I've come so far, I have people to talk with about underground rap when I only buy hot shit.
I've come so far, getting fed so I can't beg. Walking around with yesterday's sock in my pants.
And I've come so far, I make my music known but don't have the loot to pay off my student loan.
And I've come so far, rock a jam lot, but when you tell me that it's dope, I might not look you in your eyes.
And I've come so far, I've even got class, honey. Won't buy you dinner, but I'll chip in on gas money.
I've come so far.
I know you wanna make moves, but son, you best to take a second look.
Yeah, that song's crazy. That beat's crazy. None other than DJ Headspin was the doing the cuts on that track. I know and knew DJ Headspin quite a bit in the early 2000s, hanging around Vancouver, going to shows. Really good guy, good friend, friend of friends. And he came into my place in Marpool and did those cuts for us. I think he might have done a little bit more on this record, so it was cool. A name I haven't seen. I have not seen Headspin in quite a few years, but I know he's still kicking around, doing his thing. Shout out to him. Shout out to Bird of Prey, a very dope verse. First time he came into the lab with me and with great results. Let's hear a little bit about what Joe has to say about the record. He just recorded the one clip for me this week. Very, very busy week. But let's listen to this one clip.
I don't have a ton of memories of Blunderbuss. I remember flying out to Vancouver to record it. That felt really momentous. I remember that. I remember the first time we went on tour, the very first stop in Brandon, realizing how much of a corner I had painted myself into with Climb Everything, which was really hard to rap live. And then really my only other big memory of it is shooting the album cover. Photographer friend of ours, John Schledowitz, picks me up. It's like minus 40 degrees out. We drive out to Buck's Auto Parts salvage yard, and we just kind of got to crawl around until we find something that looks like a bus. Hopped in the front seat, took a few snaps, and that ended up being the album cover.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Thank you for taking the time. That is, yeah, he describes the cover, which is one of my favorite covers. I guess, you know, I was introduced to John Schledowitz through Pip Skid. John was doing a lot of the propaganda photography and a lot of other punk rock photography in that scene. Pip knew him. They're good friends. And so John did a bunch of photography of for the Fermented Reptile Project, and then from then on did quite a bit of photography for us, including the Gruff cover as well as this blunderbuss. Great look and great photographer. Okay, let's talk about the next track. One of my favorite tracks. It's funny, it's like this track really popped for us because it was such a strange track. This track was Joe's idea, obviously. He came up with the idea of doing a song about rollerblading. He had a very specific way he was doing his verse. If you listen to his verse, he has this like call and response thing with like kind of a goofy, a wake up, this kind of thing going on. When we recorded it, he picked a beat that I made that I thought was kind of a throwaway beat. I thought it was, at the time I was like, a synth in a beat is a sin. I was not into the synthesizer. I was like, synthesizers are wrong. But I made this beat and I liked it anyway. It has this piano, but it also has this synth. The synth to me made it cheesy. Now I listen to it and I'm like, it does not sound cheesy. It just sounds dope. Like, I love this beat, and not in any kind of ironic way, just in a way that it just pops. So he picked this beat and then he recorded this weird little verse about rollerblading. And I was like, okay, we're doing a song about rollerblading, like completely out of the blue. And then he asked Pip to be on it. And somehow, I guess we maybe hung out with Josh Martinez out here when he was here or something. So we got Josh Martinez, or I got Josh Martinez, to jump on this track and make an absolute classic song. One of the songs that in the internet era, the internet underground era, popped, and like he got hate mail. We got people loving it. Yeah. When we did it live, it went off. And when I listen to this song, it's a great song. I love it. And I remember when we recorded, I was kind of like, Josh Martinez, it's a little goofy. Now I just think this song is his verse, Josh Martinez's verse, just slays. Like, it's so good. So have a good listen to this classic track. This song is called I'm Rollerblading. I guess it's one of our kind of like top 10 songs ever kind of thing. So let's have a listen. This is I'm Rollerblading.
Yo, Honey Pie. My pro over there is the baddest skater there is. So, why don't you rush me them digits in a... Maybe, just maybe he'll give you a call.
Wake up. Scratching my hairless legs and rip open the curtains.
Discover
an azure sky and birds in the birch chirping.
Leather up.
Best I can, the shower's like being peed on.
Don't know what
I'll wear today, but you can bet that it's neon.
Most degree.
Shorts to match my blades lining.
Deer hunt or
T-shirt to match my blades bindings.
I'll wear my roots.
Hat backwards to top it all off.
Well aware
that some of these cool guys scoff.
They call them
fruit boots, but can't wreck my fun time.
There's wheels deep.
My shoes, I'm walking on sunshine.
Back up.
My shirt reads. He's rad for all of those hating.
Cinch your straps
off my knee pads, and now I'm rollerblading.
I'm rollerblading. I'm rollerblading. Cinch your straps off my knee pads, and now I'm rollerblading. T-shirt reads, he's rad for all of those hating.
Cinch your straps off my knee pads, and now I'm rollerblading.
I'm rollerblading. I'm rollerblading. Cinch your straps off my knee pads, and now I'm rollerblading. T-shirt reads, he's rad for all of those hating.
Cinch your straps off my knee pads, and now I'm rollerblading.
Nice boots, Buttercup. Wow. You're almost like a skateboarder. All retro and passe and urban extreme. Sushi olive eaten. Rock a two martini lunch to get the heart beating. The gourmet chef, middle class, cosmopolitan. Super dad, knee pad, and FM radio. Walkman on, rocking. Not afraid to show your feminine side when gliding. Look, it's little Nancy Kerrigan. You live a life of thrills, always riding on the edge. I love seeing you do those little jumps off the curve. Extremely urban, you were serving it up. Really working up a sweat.
Don't forget, exercise like Tybo.
Okay, little girls, you're not hockey players. You look like roller hose with knee pads and jack straps to the extreme. You rock your boots like a cowboy. Wow, boy, you got it going on. Knowing all along, your zitty ass is showing underneath your neon thong. Bikini, but don't get me wrong. I love the fruit boot, Bananarama, two scoop. Never go through wearing spandex with that camel toe. Showing sowing seeds you didn't need to. And here I am giving you props. Sorry, I didn't. Probably be embarrassed to know that rollerblading is the favorite sport of your parents. Now we're giving you one chance to undo those fruity laces before we lay the boots to you and what's left of your good graces.
He's a real searcher.
What's he searching for?
The ride. The ultimate ride.
Roll.
extreme sports, the old god that does the worm. Funky fresh, dressed to impress, escape by the party. Get hot from rollerblades and arcades, it keeps me hearty. I wasn't always as cool, a virgin went bald in grade 9. Had issues, now I'm pushy like the cops, keep you in line. I'm feeling fine, this is my love, been down since day one. Like when your whole whack family would hit the streets like Chicken Run. Fanny pack weighs a ton, leather gloves, blue Gatorade. Gruff and I, conk it down the bike path and rollerblades. Skate circles around Gortzky, I never heard the word fall. Cutting in and out of shoppers like mass murder at the mall. I'm all that and then some, getting plenty of double takes. Cause my fruity boots look like a pair of hockey skates. Wrist weights to exercise in my zany crusade. Knee pads cost an arm and a leg, they're custom made. Fiberglass reinforced, my earbuds inject the hip. Can't throw me off course, functional fashion, I stay dip. Cover my zits with a billabong long sleeve on my back. And if you ever see me in shoes, it's cause I'm playing hacky sack. I'm rollerblading, chew gum like my jaw is loose. I'm rollerblading, DC top tour t-shirt cause God is waiting. One rat bulldog with shades on, man, I'm rollerblading. I'm rollerblading, I'm rollerblading. Fasten my chin strap, helmet lost suck. I'm rollerblading, t-shirt reads God rules to battle off Satan. One rat bulldog with shades on, man, I'm rollerblading.
All right, that's I'm Rollerblading. There's one little reference in Josh Martinez's verse where he says, Bananarama, two scoops, or Fruit Loops, or something. And that is a reference to, it's a nod to a verse that I did on a project that DJ Moves produced called The Five-Headed Artard. And I say, like, Bananarama too short. Don't care who I'm talking to. And then he kind of, like, pulled the Bananarama bit and the flow out of it and used it in the rollerblading verse. I was never like, is that an homage? Is that a bite? What is that? I don't know. But it was cool. Like I said, listening to this record now, and I love Martinez's verse. Okay, but what else is on this record? So then there's another song called No Room for Subtlety. Not going to play it, but it's basically like the chorus is buy our stuff, make us rich. And it was a track that we added after the record was recorded where Joe had already gone home. And then we often do this with the Joe record where it's like, I want to do one more track. So we wanted to do this track called No Room for Subtlety. And so I said, okay, well, just call and leave a voicemail and I'll record it. And then we'll match it up to the beat. So just play the beat at home, kick the rap, and then I'll put it on the track. So that's what we did. And then to match it, because we're both on the track, I also phoned myself somehow, recorded it. And so the whole track is basically over the phone on the beat. The beat is nice and full. But the vocals are really lo-fi. So in one sense, it's really cool. It was an interesting idea. In other sense, it's kind of choppy and it sounds like maybe it's slightly off. When I listen to that track, it sounds like an interesting idea that was not executed 100%. Okay, next song, Last Trip featuring Grupp the Druid. Really cool song about dying. Next song, Effing Gas Prices Are Killing Me. This is a song with The Gumshoe Strut, produced by The Gumshoe Strut, basically about car culture in Winnipeg. Good song. Next song is called First Date. This is probably my least favorite song on the record for a couple of reasons. It's an epic kind of story about a first date turned into a murder. And it is an interesting story. It is a little long. My beat is not good enough it's not a 6-minute beat, put it that way. It's a bit of a kitchen sink beat where I'm trying to throw things at it and add elements just to try and extend it because the song's long. So to me, that is my least favorite song on this record, First Date. It's probably the oldest beat on the record as well. So not as strong as the rest of the record. Then I get into some songs that I think are absolute classics. There's three songs in a row that I think are great, and I'm going to struggle to figure out which two to play you. I only got two songs left. One is called Walk On By. One's called Look Ma No Hands. And one's called One-Sided Trees. All three of them, fantastic songs. Let's listen to the song Walk On By. I love this song so much. The original sample has kind of got this swing to it that probably shouldn't have been over this drum beat. But when you put them together, it worked out really well. And I just love Joe's verse. And then I actually did the cuts on this one, which they're very much baby scratch, but the way they're layered, I think, works really well. It's this Eric B. and Rakim sample. So let's check this out. This is Walk On By. Mm-hmm.
I look forward through backwards binoculars. Tunnel vision with my moods missing rock because I nearly missed the bus. And then the driver started with me, questioning the 160 pennies that got plunked into the potter's fair. I'm like, what, you wanna count it? It's all there. And they all stare so loudly, I stand odd men out of the seated crowd like musical chairs. Honestly, it's unusual for me to care, but this is one of those affairs that at first seemed so small, picked up steam and snowballed. Some old bald bastard whose smell alone provokes groans barking into his cellular phone. I'm anti-choking on the you gotta be kidding, and I've gotta purse my lips to keep from spitting, but then my stop was within my vision, and I've got the sneaking suspicion. Aw, oh, shit, it is him. This kid I battled years ago when he's tripping, rocking a ribbon candy looking lace attached to a laminate in my face. John about the slamming shit that replaced his old steez. Then condescendingly asks me if I still MCs. I didn't even mention the vinyl tapes and CDs. Just brushed past like breeze, I had to diss. Walking away quickly like I had to piss. Comfy bellowing multisyllabic words and verse for crowds. Yet sometimes hello is the hardest word for me to pronounce, especially if we've let the months mount. Crossing paths with bated breath, waiting on the other to pounce. I'm high at noon, we're 10 paces apart, ready to draw. There comes the onset of the lockjaw, and it's contagious. So we're stifled, stuck in who's on first. It's outrageous, comical, and pathetic. When your worst case scenario is getting snubbed, the greeting unreturned. But that's life when your skin's a sweater that itches and burns. I don't like me very much, so I don't expect others to smother me with praise, shake my hand and call me brother. I got ex-lovers that I can't even look in the eye, hoping I don't get punched out at the mall by her new guy. And sometimes I try to feign confidence, but my skittish movements betray me. Anxiety's dominance plays me like a fiddle, and the tuning down is muted. I freaked out the host of the party and got booted. I was the creep who scooped up a lady and dirtied the host new linens before she got the chance to sleep in them. With all these fuck-ups and hang-ups, they might think I'm stuck up when I'm looking past them. Try to say what's up, but I got a whole gang of reasons why it's more like I'm dashing when I walk on by. Stepping to me like, what's up, guy? I gotta walk on by. I'll alternate between staring at my shoes and the sky as I walk on by. Watch me slide the stutter step from full stride. I gotta walk on by. It's envy, vanity, lust, sloth, and pride. Makes me walk on by. I might snub my nose then spit to the side when I walk on by. Gulp some air then exhale it with a sigh as I walk on by. Egg on my face, mud in my eye when I walk on by. Wallowing in apathy, you can't make me try to fix why I walk on by.
All right, that's Walk On By. That is John Smith from John Smith's Blunderbuss. Great song. Great song. Okay, I mentioned the next song, Look Ma, No Hands. It's a shorter song. Beautiful, beautiful beat about basically smoking a joint, no-handed on a bicycle. Very simple concept, beautifully executed. And then the next song is called One-Sided Trees. And this is the song I think that blew my head the most as far as the ability for Joe to write and to express himself and just to sort of bring something that I don't think anyone else brings to this rap game, in my opinion. I mean, I remember making this beat, this kind of slow, lumbering beat, beautiful beat, on a beat tape, and he picked it, and then what he did with it, to me, is just something I'm extremely proud of. Let's have a listen to this song. This is called One-Sided Trees, a song I just can't say enough good things about. Here it is, John Smith.
Like it
was just 4 years ago. From late June until early September, I went on my adventure back to my hometown. Little Joey Campari almost grown now. I ain't so cool that I won't admit I was sad about missing my grad and about the passing of my dad's dad. Had to tell Abby I couldn't make it. Ain't been close ever since, but when we meet up, we fake it. Well, anyways, it had been 3 years since my mom made her move. Pops was out of town when she climbed his ass and relocated down south. In a small town, loose lips attached to big mouths. Hell, we're getting around about his infidelity. For a bored and selfish teen, it felt like an incredibly positive development. I was en route to a relevant existence and wasn't missing my friends as the train chugged into the distance. In the time that lapsed, I lied to myself, feeling city-fied. On the train ride home, I had a new job in my old town, where Blair and Kelsey played too close to the sea spray's foam. They got swallowed up by Hudson's Bay. On the rocks on which you weren't supposed to play, they always warned us to stay away. That was where you'd file through sun-bleached white caribou bones, trilobites trapped in stone, until you found one that would skip, like I skipped out the peg and opted for muskeg. I'm surprised I remember it so clearly. A beer in nearly every pocket, trying to steal a truck with Robert Beardy. The same summer, I tied roller skates until my hands were lame and couldn't get number. Chafed and blistered, making sure my 26 or so kids spent enough time in the mixture. Until I kicked their asses out the gym, hit the Churchill Motel where Ruthie grinned at me while she bust glasses to my dad and I, thinking about the chintzy mustache I had when I dated her daughter, I bet. So I get a little awkward and flush while I rush through my crinkle cut fries, say my goodbyes, hop into the ride of one of the guys that I grew up with, smoked a joint, stole a jerry can and blew it up. Shit, I don't know if those city slickers know what they're missing. Senseless vandalism's one of a small town teen's traditions, and so's drinking. Luckily, we didn't get dumped into the drink when we were clinking plastic champagne glasses, watching Grandpa Joe's ashes sink into the Churchill River. It could have been later that same night when we were passing Dutchies, munching out a salad bowl half full of magic mushies. After hours at a location I won't disclose, cause there's some stiffs in town who I suppose wouldn't appreciate such a negative portrayal that never fails to take the wind out my sails. And every time since that summer when I return, it burns watching our town turn into some tourist trap. Some American's boorish yap that never shuts the fuck up, spending big bucks to shoot some Manitoba ducks up. Yeah, it sucks, but even my pops is cashing in so I can run my big yap, but I'll just be bashing him. It's tragic in the eyes of Two-Faced Smitty the Souse, who can identify with Country Mouse and City Mouse, who wonders how safe the locks on the shitty house are. Cause last summer, this kid I went to school with was stabbed to death in a parking lot just a few blocks away, and even closer the year prior, some dude got shot in the face and died. So as I search the mailbox for keys, melancholy sets in, and I think about one-sided trees.
All right, that's One-Sided Trees. That is John Smith from Blunderbuss. Okay, so that is Blunderbuss. The last song is called Blunderbussin'. And I remember Joe kind of wanting to surprise me, so he basically did a live show, I forget where, and he rocked over one of the tracks off Billy's Vision. I think it might be the second or third track, whatever it is. And so we decided to put it on the record. So we did a new version of this beat. The drums and the bass line are still the same, but I added some other elements, and the song is called Blunderbussin'. So that's Blunderbuss. Definitely a record, like I said, I'm very proud of. I think it's very strong. There's a lot of really good songs. What else can I say? That's a good record. Next week, we're going to talk to Pip Skid, I hope. And he will be talking about Friends Forever, PNC 14. If you want to hear something new, I did drop a beat tape recently called the Cork Series. I'm going to be dropping beat tapes a little more frequently. I make these batches of beats and I like listening to them and thought maybe you would too. So on Bandcamp, you can check out the Cork Series. It came out a couple weeks ago on peanutsandcorn.bandcamp.com. I want to shout out U of M. I want to shout out Mixcloud, everybody who's listening. We will talk to you all soon. Have a good night. What is going on, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. It's the Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. Today we are on episode 41. We're talking about Peanuts and Corn Factory Seconds, a 2001 compilation, Peanuts and Corn number 17. He came out in 2001, which was probably our busiest year. In 2001, we dropped albums by Pipsqueak, Friends Forever, John Smith, Blunderbuss. We had the Factory Seconds compilation, including a 12-inch single with Pip and John Smith. And then we had Druidry. Last week, we talked about Druidry. This week, we're talking about Factory Seconds. Really excited about this episode. There's a lot to talk about, and it was really tough to figure out what exactly to play. I'm excited to have some clips from some contributors that we haven't had before. We've got Gumshoe Strut saying a few things. We've got Yai, and then we've got the Gallivanting Spoof from The Freak Show. He did a track on this. So let's get into it. I listened to this record for the first time in quite a while. I have not listened to Factory Seconds in a very, very long time. So it was an interesting listen. It starts out with one of my songs called Earnings Warning. A pretty good song. I wrote it right after the Ethics EP and I started to play it live and ended up putting it on Factory Seconds. Pretty good song. Definitely worked live. It was built for a live setting. It has this kind of drum buildup and everything. So that's that track. The next song is called I Can't Front by Pipsqueak. This is a classic song. This was a really fun song to do. Pretty good beat and one of Pip's most interesting and funny songs. That is one definitely worth listening to. The next song is called Battle Cry by John Smith. This is, again, like one of the first songs that John Smith had as we started to work together and make solo songs for him after, during and after the Park Like Setting record. Battle Cry was one of the first songs that we put together. It didn't end up being put on Blunderbuss. It ended up getting onto Factory Seconds. In fact, the beat for Battle Cry was also originally a Fermented Reptile beat, and they wrote something. I thought I had a demo, but I can't find it. There was a demo to the Battle Cry beat that was a Fermented Reptile song pre Let's Just Call You Quits. Interesting. The first song we're going to play today is called Legos. It's the fourth song on the Factory Seconds compilation. It's Yai and the Gumshoe Strut. In Winnipeg, lots of great things were happening in the late 90s and early 2000s. One of those great things was Yai starting to be a good rapper, working on a project called Balance of the Artisans. And then you had the Gumshoe Strut come along. They got together and formed Your Brother in My Backpack with John Smith and Nestor Windrush. However, they worked together, Yai and Gumshoe Strut worked together to make a song called Legos off of a tape they did called Milch and Allegra. And the Milch and Allegra cassette was something when I heard it, I was really excited about it. It was pretty raw sounding, but very creative and very fun. It was Yai, Gumshoe Strut, and General Gist was their DJ. I was a big fan of that tape. So when that tape dropped, I was like, yo, let's put one of these songs on our compilation and get you guys heard by a few more people. So here's the Gumshoe Strut talking a little bit about contributing to Factory Seconds and what that was all about. Let's check this out.
Factory Seconds, yes. What a time. What an exciting time for me personally. Super exciting time for the crew. It represented a first for me and a only for the crew, actually, for Your Brother in My Backpack. So for me, it was my first opportunity to have a solo song on a professionally pressed CD. And for Your Brother in My Backpack, it was our only recorded song that made it to a professionally pressed CD. And so, yeah, so really exciting for us. Really appreciated the fact that Rod got the ball rolling and reached out to me to see about getting some representation on there. Specifically, he asked if we would put Legos on there. Legos was one of the, I guess, the standout tracks from our Milch and Allegra EP, which featured myself, Yai, and General Gist. Of course, we were happy to oblige and get that song out there. We re-recorded all the vocals. I spruced up the beat a bit, sent the stems to Rod, if I remember correctly, and he polished it up, mixed it down real nice so that it sat nicely alongside all the other dope songs on the compilation. Yeah, it was just like an honor for us to be able to, you know, have our music sit alongside these artists that we really, really respected and looked up to. And, you know, it really gave us an opportunity to start, you know, growing ourselves and getting a little bit of notoriety through that. So, yeah, much appreciated. Factory Seconds was a lot of fun, and I have a lot of respect for that opportunity.
All right, thank you very much, BJ, for taking the time. Appreciate it. Let's have a listen to this track. He mentioned three different tracks that are on Factory Seconds that he was involved with that he produced. So one of them was called Sister to a Mother. That was the Gumshoe Strut. Another song was called Your Brother in My Backpack's Cop Soup. And then finally, like I mentioned, the song Legos by Yai and the Gumshoe Strut, Milch and Allegra, re-recording. I don't recall mixing these songs, but I'll take his word for it. He remembered it better than I do. Let's check out Legos.
The pitter-patter of small feet completes the toughest like Peter opposing. I've had enough of this clothing. There's more cheaters hoping to beat their adulthood and getting the note. What I have to show are my joes, my bike, and a big nose. Like fun at in a silly giving a rose to rose. And spontaneously remembering how to break the chain linking. Owes me payback. Undermost middle-aged thinking. See, I'm too old to play with toys. So maybe you shouldn't have kids if the punishment from a parent's perspective is no television, my creator wins. You should be kicked in the head. Don't fret, I'm only wearing pants for kids. I wish from the ceiling I was bearing wings instead of kneeling. Position horizontally parallel to centering. Throw your room. I have no problem with stomping. Viciously walking the aisle of stuffed animals with the fist of electricity. The imagination is there. All I need are a pair of black gitch tensing up my neck muscles. It appears I have this back itch, but it's all for the show. I must extract half of this. I'm pent up and laughless and serious about constructing a masterpiece replica of the set. The ring, the stage, the mic. Check the light and wet my own head and reinvent. I'd rather make up a wrestler than follow your lead and get further stressed with the workaholic crest uniform.
I used to be smaller back then. Back as a child when I would pass the boards I made in my room. With agile techniques I would make. Then with sheets and weights. Then just sit and wait until I find a show like greatest. But I lost this. What you can call your thinking. I started building the force again though. But I'm just flirting with reclaiming the state of mind. So it hates a mimic. So it laughs at me to say nice try. He isn't close. 21 and building forts. Playing with Legos in hopes of seeing my inhibitions float back away. Though I have a theory when I build a bubble, that's the day I'll make a humble replica set in tank and some hay. And some hay? Ask me what I'm building.
So what are you building?
I'm building clay out of Lego. So I can fill in all the cracks like cement to bricks and make them permanently in the form of what I invent. The day the Germans sent me Smurfs. What happened then? I try to capture in a rhyme. I try to think out loud when I have time. Whether you're in a major center or your center is rural. If you want imagination plus respect in this world, then it looks like you gotta not be able.
Do you know what the bottom of your coffee table looks like?
You got a hockey label.
Do you know what the bottom of your coffee table looks like?
You got a rock-free cable.
Do you know what the bottom of your coffee table looks like? If you're not sure, you gotta spend more time on your floor.
Man, that's a good song. That's Legos. That's Yai Gumshoe Strut. Yai just sounds so good. I got to re-listen to Milch and Allegra and just his flows. I mean, his flows now are super dope, but they seem like just really inventive at that time. He's really emphasizing the off, the pauses, maybe. Okay, so the history of Peanuts and Corn is intertwined with the history of a group called Freak Show, which was sort of our rival, our friends, in the 90s. Farm Fresh came up, Mood Ruff came up. The same time Freak Show came up, they did their own thing. They put out the first vinyl. They put out, I think, the first CD in Winnipeg, first music video. Very groundbreaking group and someone we were basically rivals with, but also very friendly with. And one person I was particularly friendly with was Martin, a.k.a. the Gallivanting Spoof, because he was kind of more the manager of the group, so we would talk about business. At some point, he came to me and said, I would love if you would do a beat for me or produce for me, and I was down, and we ended up doing this track for Factory Seconds, and then the plan was actually to do an EP, and we did start an EP. I have demos of the Gallivanting Spoof, an EP produced by McEnroe for Peanuts and Corn, but it didn't get finished. He didn't really love what he was doing, and I think we just kind of decided to put our energies elsewhere. Let's listen to Martin, a.k.a. the Gallivanting Spoof, talking about the song Accept or Sin.
This track was one of my favorites. Myself and Rod were building a nice friendship, and this kind of culminates something we both wanted to do. Rod came so special on this beat, magnifying my thoughts and lyrics. And to a subject that I firmly still believe today. We often get mixed up in religion and rules and judging and missing the point about a relationship with God first and foremost. I still experience this today in situations similar to what I experienced when I wrote the lyrics to this track. The best thing is I remember touring and doing this song in Calgary, and I'll never forget strangers, including some women, mouthing the rhymes and then approaching me after on how it hits home. Truly a special track and honored to have a spot on PNC for this one, and always thankful for Roddy inviting me.
Yes, I wanted to be a priest till I opened up a hustler, popped a woody in my priest. Went to private Catholic schools where I was ruled by the nuns. Old school ladies teaching classes was the farthest thing from fun. They would strap you in a second if your attitude was off. Lunchtime, they sold hot dogs and some motion chicken broth. And in the basement of a church, Our Lady of Victor to be exact, bologna sandwiches with mustard and a grapefruit grease and sack. How do you act? A mix of kids, a mix of cultures, unity. The common worship of above, this thing called Christianity. Went through sacraments with friends, didn't ever question church. My parents paid the extra price and that overtime worked. For my education first and religion once a day. Taught the capitalized G-O-D and at bedtime you better pray.
The days of religion gave me dual citizenship.
Started to have my own opinion. The funny thing, it happened to all my friends. Like this was always searing the years of Catholic school and misinterpreting what's so vital. An altar boy, a strict Catholic, and I never read the Bible. Hated the fact that regulations ruled the church's own people. The people paid and gave and gave and gave like shingles on a steeple. Took a break for years, got lost a bit, hope to try to make the trip. Got married, got kids, want a fresh new start, direction for my gifts. Called the priest one weekend early after Jada was born. Looking to baptize my daughter in traditionalist form to bring my family to church, hoping to be closer to God. Father didn't recognize my last name, his tone of voice was kind of odd. After checking the book, the so-called book of pure holy members, located my parents on paper, said there's no time for pretenders. Must come to mass for 6 months. Through my dedication, I burst off the phone in anger, told him screw his regulations. Supposed to be the Pope, the Bishop, the Cardinal, or classmate Sally Bonley. Fuck the Vatican, the hidden rules in that old-fashioned system. It's about time we last of us get married and really start to listen. I'm sick of hearing stories about accused, but I definitely quit it priest. I wanna bring my family to church, and you stick me with the beast. I went from Baptist child to hyper kid to lonely kind of Bob. By the beauty on my kids, now your influence is mild. Rearrange the church and modernize, cause you're eating up your own following. There's only so much bullshit that humans now are swallowing. Let the older priest retire, flip them out some RSPs. My daughter thankfully got Christian by a priest that understands me and the younger generation. That's flamboyant for the truth. I live my sins for me and God and not this dark closed off booth. Give me 5 Hail Marys, like this number game will count. How about all the good things I did? Count that amount, count that amount.
Today's up religion gave me dual citizen.
is. Accept or Sin, that's the Galvanting Spook. That's a great song. Really put that beat together nicely. And Martin with his flows and also just the subject matter, a very personal and important song for him. It's something different for the label. And again, bridging that gap. At any rate, that is Accept or Sin and the Galvanting Spook. Next, we want to talk about... The next song on the actual compilation is a song I think I do want to play. It's called Energy Crisis. So that is myself and Josh Martinez. I talked a little bit about working with Josh Martinez when I did the Convenience EP pod. But when I moved out to Vancouver, I started working with Moves, hanging out with them, working with Josh Martinez, working with Bird of Prey. It's kind of funny that you would think I would have got Bird of Prey on this compilation, but I think I just started working with Josh Martinez a little more quickly because he ends up being on the Blunderbuss album, which we'll talk about next week, as well as doing two tracks for this compilation, this one with me, and then he did another song called Rainy Day, which did pretty well for him. I think he ended up putting that Rainy Day song on a couple of his compilations and mixtapes and things, and I think it got played quite a bit. When I listen back to this song, Energy Crisis, I think it's really cool. It's one of the first songs I used just a drum break from an original record as opposed to like chopping things up. And it's really moody and cool. It's slow. I like my verse. I like his verse. So I'm really happy with this song. Let's check this out. This is Energy Crisis, McEnroe and Josh Martinez.
Of course, I don't feel too cool. In fact, I've been feeling just a wee mite tizzy. I had a touch of the collie wobbles last week.
I myself have sacrificed the lives of three goats and being two chickens on stage to promote my OD. I just can't hack vegan eating grains. Want my bloody brains, sweet protein in certain strains of DNA code. Embedded in my bread and butter in my head, I mutter, I'm tired of uttering. My bread is buttered on both sides. CS give me plastic forks, it's just a bit more sauce. I give head to get ahead until I'm your boss. See, I know people who know things about other people's lives and lives. But see, I've been keeping my distance. Just because it's whitewashed, don't make it detergent. And just because you're fervent, don't make you an insurgent. Got a heart full of starter pistols, play Russian roulette. Launching long distance pistols with little guilt or regret. I'm told to pull my hands up poems up for pansies. I wanna be experimental like chimpanzees. The missing link is transy jungle, new school, tech step, chill out, down low. Tempo instrumental set, temple incense burning all night. Alright, we're up and operating, light them if you got them. It's no problem, early waking, eat a coffee break before the smoke taking. Need some fruit juice to get loose before the eggs and bacon. And that's how life is, every day different crisis. Walk a fine line between genius and my vices. Neon light warehouses slashing all its prices. Someone shut the Josh off and start an energy crisis.
The more I'd work them, the more they'd come loose in my head.
As my resources get depleted and nothing gets completed, my attention is spent on things that don't need it. See, the problem is the robbing them. My time is so common that it's not even thought of as a crime. Try to find just an hour that I could call mine and take ownership of all the shit that I should be finishing, instead of being banished to the back shelf and wallowing in limbo as my edge begins to dull. My mind grows simple. I used to keep it nimble, reading multiple novels, but now my mental stimulation comes from movie stars and models in a pre-packaged plastic, easy to digest. My reading is digressed to the grade 3 level, and my favorite TV channels are headline news and headline sports. The scores are important, no time for views, cause what's right is difficult to choose. So I smile at the water cooler and ignore the issues. 168 hours in a week, and a third of those are spent on sleep. We're now down to 112, with 40 spent in a suit, 5 more for my lunch break, and 10 for the commute. That's 55 on work, and 57 left, 10 watching TV, and 10 surfing the net, at least 10 with my girlfriend to keep things fresh, and that's less than 27 hours left. I might go and see a movie or hang out with some friends, and now my free time is whittled down to 10 hours a week to write rhymes, make beats, go digging, run a label, man, it's no small feat. So ask me if I'm packing it in, and I respond with a grin. It's all fun, but I'm lacking in energy. Ask me if I'm packing packing it in, and I respond with a grin. It's all fun, but I'm lacking in energy. Ask me if I'm packing it in, and I respond with a grin. It's all fun, but I'm lacking in energy. Ask me if I'm packing it in, and I respond with a grin. It's all fun, but I'm lacking in energy.
And on top of it all, the doctor tells me that I'm losing my mind. If I am, I don't miss it now.
As I go back and listen to these records in rapid succession, you know, a record a week, there are certain records, sampled records, that I use over and over again, and one of those is on that track. It's a record called Bert and I. It's a storytelling record I got when I first moved to Winnipeg, and in probably 92, 93, I ended up using it over and over again, this sort of aw shucksy storytelling record. So that's all over that Energy Crisis song. Really like that song. Anytime I could do math on a track, I'm down. One of my favorite things to do. Next track is the one we've all been waiting for. The next track on the compilation is called Peg Leg City. And that is a song with Pipskid and Yais. I'd been sitting on this beat for quite a while too. This was a beat I was sort of saving, and I thought it was kind of a hit. It was kind of a banger. And then I ended up giving it to these guys, and they did this with it. So let's listen to what Yai has to say about this Peg Leg City, because it became controversial for obvious reasons. Let's check this out.
So I don't think any of us were really fans of the nickname Peg City back then. And at the time, hip-hop was at a bit of a crossroads with there being a stark divide between mainstream and underground rap. And at least speaking for me personally, I saw it as Mood Ruff looking to get mainstream acceptance, whereas I was like, fuck the whole thing, you know, myself. You know, Young Buck, chip on my shoulder, I kind of drew a line right there. And Pip and I were talking about doing a track for this compilation, so we decided to go with the Mood Ruff line, I'm so hip-hop, I freestyle my resume, and just kind of have some fun off of that. And I generally kept my verse, you know, fairly generic battle verse, not really specifically going at them, though you could definitely hear it that way, especially looking back. I know Pip had a long history with them, so I won't speak for his position at the time, but you know, that was a fun song to do at the time.
This track drops, and then I kind of have to deal with the fallout with the group Mood Ruff, who had obviously were friends of mine. We had grown apart, no question about it, by 2001. We weren't working together, but I didn't hate them. Let's listen to the track, and I'll give you a little more detail.
I know when we talk that you lie to me. You're security, but even more nervous than I should be. You're a child having their first kiss behind a sturdy bleacher, and you stink playing ink pink with a dirty preacher. Quit fucking watching or I'll rip your smile to shits. Confront you with your dog was nothing but childish myths. Like bubblegum is made from shit and nose cruds. I heard that your bum and your nose are really close buds. You're identified by a name tag and what your buckle you hold. My only identification's written across my knuckles with gold. I lie, but it's controlled. I'm so hip-hop, I'm 22 years old on record. I'm yelling yippee guy, and that pippy guy is screaming until his vocals go dry. We rhyme choruses, I figure they were probably quotes. When I rhyme, MCs write me apology notes all the time, and it's the B and the Baylor. More of a mask than a letter, because they're covering their asses together. But I know better. I write return to sender, walk away, rhyming grade 7 lyrics I remember.
I played for a t-shirt at Peg City Holler. That's so punk rock, I should be wearing a dog collar.
When I start hosting Rap City, you're gonna pay. I'm so hip-hop, I freestyle my resume.
There's nothing like Carton Avenue on a sunny day. I'm so hip-hop, I freestyle my resume.
There's a hip-hop birthday party, wanna make an appearance? I'm so hip-hop, I know Chip Foo's lyrics.
I take off your ball cap with the Canada flag and replace it with a plastic bag. I'm such a drag, but that jacket that you wear so proudly to set staff is the biggest joke since the last time I laughed. You're confused from striking stars, some of it on purpose. Professional breakdance lessons barely scratch the surface. I'm nervous, trying to freestyle over bongo slapping skins while I'm seasoning this rap like your grandma's flower tins. They scream for old school as a DJ for Biggie Small. Song's good, but only as ages make your old goals. And if you think I'm here trying to diss B.I.G., then you weren't really listening and don't know me. Maybe this little rap thing help pay your student loan.
my cell phone, off into the penalty box. Calling up the ref, small 6'9", sly as a fox, twisted like a dreadlock. On you know who's head, it'd take all of our hands to count the times that I was head. How this carved out puppet's head works is beyond me. Some of it ain't short face, like main source with Mikey D. Word to Sister D, we pump it off for an extender. I always have a pen, but don't share my writing tips. And at the last show, y'all stop rapping and jump a car. We're so hip hop, we watch hockey at the bar. Far from paid, still giving to the homeless, I know the fear. It's like John Smith offering to buy me a beer. This is our year, break bread 2001. Cause there's a little something on the CD for everyone.
There's a hip hop birthday party, wanna make an appearance? I'm so hip hop, I know Chip Blue's lyrics.
Your patois is worse than the Braemar Wall. I'm so hip hop, I met my girlfriend at the mall.
The only button that works on my Walkman is play. I'm so hip hop, I freestyle my resume.
I sold Master D's phone number on eBay. I'm so hip hop, I freestyle my resume.
There's 10 remixes of this track and they're all nice. I'm so hip-hop, I use the same lyrics twice.
I got carpal tunnel from counting all these fives and tens. I'm so hip-hop, I got 400 close friends.
When I start hosting Rap City, you're gonna fade. I'm so hip-hop, I freestyle my resume. When I start hosting Rap City, you're gonna pay.
I do think the phrase, when I start hosting Rap City, you're gonna pay, is pretty amazing. It's pretty unbelievable. I love it. I love it so much. I didn't really need a Mood Ruff diss track in my life at this time, but I got one and I put the track out and I had to go sit down with each of them and talk to them, to Odario and to Spitz, and just sort of, I don't know, just say we're putting this track out or the track's out or if you want to talk about it. It wasn't a real big deal. They kind of laughed it off, thought it was kind of funny. Or at least to our faces, or at least that's how I remember it. I don't know. Okay, what else is on this compilation? We've totally run out of time, as I knew we would. What else is on here? We've got Gruff the Druid, Druidry, great song. Sister and Mother, mentioned that. Fermented Reptile, 2 Cent Brain. This was a song that was made for Let's Just Call You Quits, but we didn't have time because Let's Just Call You Quits is 74 minutes, and that's as long as you could make a CD, so we didn't have time for 2 Cent Brain. Psychology Part 2 was like a park-like setting track that I wrote a verse for. We played this on a previous podcast. I mentioned Josh Martinez, Rainy Day. Pipsqueak Green Thumb, it's another song about plants. Not as good as The Plants, in my opinion, but it's a song. Another song of mine, Good Corporate Citizen. This is a song I really liked, actually. Really nice beat. The track worked well live, actually, where I had this weird kind of hook where I said, somebody say multi-billion dollar conglomerate, and people would yell that back to me live. It was very strange. Yeah, that's a pretty good song. Gruff the Druid, Brink of Control is another spoken word piece that we build a beat around. I like that. Cheap Tuesdays, that's a Pipsqueak song produced by Gordsky. It's kind of strange. I think it's kind of about that Julia Stiles hip-hop movie. We mentioned Your Brother in My Backpack's Cop Soup. And then we put Raggedy Ann from Friends Forever on because I made a mistake when I mixed down that record and missed a line. So we put the song out again on Factory Seconds. Otherwise, it's the same. Okay, well, that's the compilation. It's pretty cool. It was really fun to make this, and I don't know why we didn't do another one. I guess we're just focused on different things, full-length albums. I was working on my album. But it was really fun to make this compilation, and we probably should have done some more. Factory Thirds, Factory Fourths, Factory Fifths. Could have just gone on and on, but we didn't. Okay, so that is Factory Seconds. Next week, we are going to talk to the one and only John Smith once again for his solo debut album called Blunderbuss, or In Transit. Next week, and it's going to be great. It's a classic record. John Smith's first full solo. It's going to be fun. I haven't listened to it in a while, so it's going to be fun to listen to it and talk to him about it. We appreciate you listening. We will talk to you all soon. Thank you and good night.
As part of the Winnipeg Folk Fest Fall Concert Series, O.C. Elliott promises to deliver an intimate performance featuring tracks from their latest EP, Know the Night, when they return to the Burton Cummings Theatre on Wednesday, October 2nd. Their music, a blend of folk with alternative and pop influences, is characterized by heartfelt lyrics and graceful harmonies. Exploring themes of light and dark, O.C. Elliott's songs offer listeners a deeply resonant and emotionally rich experience. Tickets for this amazing night of music, which also features special guest Chris Staples, start at only $32.50 plus fees and are available now through Ticketmaster. Don't miss O.C. Elliott with special guest Chris Staples at the Burton Cummings Theater on Wednesday, October 2nd, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
You're listening to CJUN 101.5 UMFM, Campus and Community Radio.
Warning, the following program may contain controversial social material. Listener discretion is advised.
This show may contain explicit lyrics. Listener discretion is advised.
What up, it's your boy DJ Slam, a.k.a. Live Arms, a.k.a. Gouda Fresh, a.k.a. the Gravitron Don, the man born with 1,000 air horns, coming in hot from Toronto, to give a shout out to DJ Denise and the Urban Renewal Project every single Tuesday from 10 till midnight on Vancouver's Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM, celebrating your Canadian hip-hop and R&B artist on Vancouver's number one locally inspired hip-hop show. DJ Denise, hit him with a goddamn air horn.
What up, Vancouver? It's your man G Wonder G Wizzle, straight out Toronto, the 6, you zimmy? You're now listening to the Urban Renewal Project on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, Vancouver's number one hip-hop show. Every Tuesday from 10 p.m. to midnight, Pacific Standard Time. Shout out my homegirl DJ Denise. You already know what it is, you zimmy? Zin.
Jewel, that's cool. Plus, take you to school. It's the Urban Renewal Project, where they project what's best in the south of the north, plus all the way west, Vancouver and the surrounding area. Don't get perturbed in the birds. You know they're taking care of your blast. The broadcast shine a light so bright. The 10 to 12 is a delight every Tuesday night on 100.5, aka Co-op Radio. And it just don't stop. You rock on. You rock on.
Welcome to URP Radio. I'm your host, DJ Denise, and I've got another amazing guest for you all this week. Locahontas is an urban hip-hop artist from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, with Cree Indigenous roots from Northern Saskatchewan and South American roots from Uruguay. Locahontas started her music journey 2 years ago as a recording and performing artist. She has a powerful voice and speaks truth in her lyrics about her sensuality, struggles as a single mother, trauma, addictions, and her healing journey. Surely leaving her audience captivated and inspired. Welcome to the show, Locahontas. How are you today?
Hi, thank you. I'm really good.
Oh, yo.
How are you doing?
This is amazing. Thank you, Locahontas, for joining us. And I'm so curious about your stage name. Who gave it to you? Or how did you come up with Locahontas as your stage name?